Everybody, thank you for tuning in to Saturday AM Live. Ruth Lowe is with us today. And Ruth, you understand where I'm coming from. A week ago, I had the opportunity, and I know you've done this as well. As parents, we're always proud of our child's accomplishments, but I re-listened to the conversation I had a week ago with our oldest. And if you missed that, folks, I encourage you to check it out on Saturday AM Live. We didn't talk about necessarily Nikin so much, but we talked about adapting to accelerate. And I've met a lot of young people. When I say young people, that's basically anybody younger than 52, but people that are in their teens and their 20s. The country, our nation, actually the world, got to see one this week, a 22-year-old who was born with some issues that she realized how to overcome. And I'm referring to Amanda Gorman. And Stacy and I got hooked on her a bit ago, I want to say about a year ago, and just started following her and what she's doing. And if you missed her speech at the inauguration, well, it's everywhere on the internet and you need to look it up because this young lady. So anyways, I'm not putting our daughter McKenna in that same category, but Ruth knows this because her daughter, her son, they've accomplished great things, and part of that is because I believe the five pillars of wellness have helped us steer our children that way. But before we go into that, and Ruth, before we jump into the topic of adapting to accelerate, because you and Robert have done that beautifully in this last year and springboarding into 2021 with that. For the sake of people, because I forget to do this sometimes, and I know I always should start with it, and that is your story, your elevator speech, as we like to say in the industry. Why go from a CPA that you were really, really gifted at? You're one of those, like our middle daughter, Emily, who loves numbers. I like them, but I don't like them that much. But why that into the career that you now enjoy, the world of Nikin? So, Ruth, take it from there.
Oh, well, thank you. I am honored. I am Ruth Lowe. I am a platinum from San Diego, California. I've been involved with Nikin 20 years, and prior to Nikin, I was a CPA, like Vance had said, but I was working crazy hours, 60 to 75 hours a week easily. When I had my first child, I had to hire a live-in nanny because I would go to work at 7 in the morning and come home at 11 o'clock at night. He'd be asleep when I went to work, and he would be asleep when I came home. When we finally got pregnant with our second, who's the same age as McKenna, she's 22, and realized, oh my goodness, children are a gift from God, and I have not spent any time with my first child. I need to stay home. So I decided to do that. And of course, God always provides, right? So God brought Nikin into my life when my daughter was one. And I decided my grandmother and my son had, and my daughter had phenomenal results within days. And I thought, God put this in my lap. I got to start sharing. And so one thing led to another and started sharing with other family members and neighbors. And then they asked me to help others. And yeah, now I've been doing this for 20 years, which is incredible and have made a huge difference in our lives and others. And so for me, it's a no-brainer. I got to be an at-home mom, got to be involved with my church where I never was able to do that prior. There have been so many benefits. And every time we've moved, when we got here to California, it was my daughter's fifth state. She was 13. And because of Nikin, it's been very easy to pick up and just move and make new friends. So absolutely love doing
Ruth,
Nikin. Yeah.
Ruth, I want to ask you just on that topic alone, make new friends.
Yeah.
Maybe people aren't as outgoing as, let's say, Jeannie Zeadin or Denny and Char Rogers or Ruth Lowe, because your husband, Robert, who Stacy and I have enjoyed spending time with, whether it's on the beaches of Mexico or at a Nikin event, he's not quite as outgoing as we
Oh, you're
are.
right. We are absolutely opposites. I am a firm believer that opposites attract. We are so different. But in our business, it works really well because Robert's very analytical and he does all the background work. He updates my whiteboard every day, numerous times a day sometimes. And just I'm able to plan things out and ask him for his suggestions, similar to like what Karen Williams does with her better half. So yeah, it's we are very, very different, and but I think that's what makes it work. And so we have been married 33 years, and so it's got to be working. We are very different, but it still works, and that's the beauty of it, right?
And you mentioned whiteboard, and this is something that I put in my email yesterday because I've spent time with you, and you literally that quote that how's it go? A failure to plan basically is planning to fail. And
right.
You are one that, my brother and I do with this with our sheet metal business. I was at the fire station this morning at 2 a.m. and I was looking at the latest from the whiteboard. Yeah, that's what I do because I figure why sleep, you know, when I can get up in the middle of the night. No, there was when you live in a small community and 800,000 volunteer firefighters in our nation, and I is one and I enjoy it, but always looking at the whiteboard, looking at what's the latest, what is the chief or the assistant chief written down, where are we going? You know, that's kind of where the news is. Why do you use a whiteboard for your business? And let's jump into that thought of 2020, a little over a year ago, all of us were saying 2020 is the year of perfect vision and things are going to open up, you know, and all this stuff. That didn't happen because our way of sharing Niken, face-to-face relationship marketing, we adapted. We were forced to adapt via Morphone or via Zoom or FaceTiming if you've got an iPhone. And I know that changed for you because you and I were chatting about this the other day. You hadn't done a one-on-one in like almost a year.
Yeah, it's very crazy.
Some of the things you've adapted, you've changed, and again, I want to go back to what I said a few minutes ago. Not everybody is outgoing, so picking up that phone and making a call is sometimes challenging.
So
share
you're
some
right.
Of those
so
tips.
For me, picking up a phone, meeting people is like so much fun. I can't wait. And so when COVID hit March 12th, and we had stay in place. I panicked because I was like, oh my goodness, I've always done my business belly to belly. Now what am I going to do? But thank goodness I have Robert, who's like the rock, right? He's like, we'll figure it out. And then I have to be honest with people. I'm not a huge social media person. I used to check Facebook maybe once every 2 weeks because for me, it felt like a waste of time. I felt like I could spend an hour and not get anything done. So I just didn't. That wasn't my thing. And also it's a defiance because I have, you know, young the 20-something-year-olds, and they're like all into the Instagram and cell phone. I'm just like, I don't want to be that, and I don't want to do that. But when COVID hit, and we had this whiteboard concept for quite a few years that we used, and it is literally sitting to the left of me. It's a 3 feet by 2 feet whiteboard, and I track everything, my PV, PGV, OV, new consultants, customers, new wellness subscriptions, my daily volume, my monthly volume, my Club Ki goals, Team Kaizen, Team Taishi, everything is on this board. And it really stems from Robert because he's so analytical. He runs these massive projects in where he works. And so this is like kindergarten for him. But that works for me. So we use this whiteboard. And what we started doing is we started reaching out in March. I thought, oh, great. You know, I have these Facebook groups. I have a mom's group. I have a Christian women's group. I have an entrepreneur's group. I have a holistic mama group. So I started going into these groups and started being more proactive, responding to people. And once I found somebody that I enjoyed the conversation with because of their post, then I would reach out a messenger, a Facebook messenger, and say, hi, you know, I saw you in this group. Would love to get to know you better. And that's how I started. And I started with, you know, okay, let's see if I can get 3 people that want to meet with me. And everything had to be through Zoom because we couldn't go anywhere. We were all home, my daughter and my husband, and that was so nice. But once I started doing that, I was like, wow, I can meet new people. You know, I feel like I can do this. I was looking back at my I can notes from 2 years back, and I'm like, that's it. You know, we can adapt. And by adapting, we can accelerate. So as I started to meet 2 or 3 people and reach out, then it started growing. And then I went to 4 or 5 people. And then I went to 6 or 7. And eventually, when I went back to look, because I track all my stuff, in the months of May, June, July, I did anywhere between 10 and 12 contacts appointments on Zoom a week. And average anywhere between 35 and 40 in those months. But that's what propelled us. I mean, we grew our business in 2020 by 60%. That is how we achieve Team Tai Chi. We're on track for Team Kaizen, but it's because we're doing these connects with people. And a lot of them were strangers. I want to say 95% of the people, I didn't know them until I reached out. So I just think that you have to go to the groups that you like. And when I went to look, I was like, my goodness, I'm in like 55 Facebook groups or something like that. I'm like, how did that even happen? And I decided to pick four or five that resonated with me. When I went into the conversations, I was able to contribute, but also I was able to learn, right? So, and the other thing I went to look for, because I was in the chamber and the chamber had an online meeting, and I'm like, okay, there's got to be other groups that do online because they have to pivot. So there was a San Diego Entrepreneur group I went to. There was a Polkadot Powerhouse. I mean, there was all these different groups that I went to, and I'm like, okay, if I could do one meeting a week and meet people from there, that will also give me contacts. So I just changed how I was doing things. I had to figure out, where am I going to meet people from my living room desk? Because I can't go out now.
Right. And Ruth, you said something a few minutes ago, I think, that is so simple, but it's almost trivial, because just reaching out to somebody via Facebook Messenger, and we can do the same thing. You know, not everybody's going to send and share a photo of a selfie of them with a skunk. But it worked for me, and it got the response I wanted. And the neatest thing about this post office experience I had last night was the daughter, who I haven't spent a lot of time with, but she is a young lady in her 20s with autism. That's the politically correct way to say that, not, you know, with. And she has, her mom said to me last night, Vance, she still sleeps on that pad that you gave us, and we are so, so grateful. And I said, you know, and I pointed to my necklace and said, you might want to consider this. I've heard some great stories. She said, how do I get one? And but again, that was a post office experience face to face. After we talked about her kids, but I want to also focus on something that you said too, is that something Marty Jeffries said, you talked about the I Can attitude course, and he said in lesson four, people are very interested in learning about cost-effective ways to enjoy life. Mm. And your approach of sending somebody a message on Facebook Messenger, hey, I noticed that you're still asking the question. You're basically begging to have a conversation, so to speak. What are you looking for when that? Because some of us can go to church, some of us can't. Some of us can go to social events, some of us can be, it depends on our county and our state and what the stipulations are, and it could change. But when you say your business grew, it's kind of like the stock market in this last year, or I think, how did the news report it? Under former President Trump's presidency, the stock market grew by 80%. And I'm going, why? We were supposed to be living in fear and doom and gloom.
Well, I think you have a good point, right? It's not about living in fear. It's about when I was reaching out, I'm like, okay, I don't know where this is going. I didn't have an intention, oh, yeah, this is going to be a unique customer. I really was having an intention, like, I need to meet some people. I want to make new friends, because now what do I do? So I totally reached out. And there were times I've had the conversations on Zoom where I didn't even bring up Meekin, because it just, I was looking to build relationships. And this is a discussion Karen and Williams and I had about our business is a relationship business, right? And when we build it on a strong, trusting relationship, then everything flows downhill from there. And therefore, it's effortless. And so when I reached out to these people, I truly was wanting to get to know them better and find out about their families, where they live. And the weird thing is, at least 85 to 90% of the time, we had things in common. These are complete strangers that somehow resonate with me in these different groups. And when we do a one-on-one via Zoom, we had so many things to talk about. And yeah, I invested at least an hour per person, but it brought me up, right? So my vibration, my energy level was way up there, because I was having so much fun and I was meeting all these new people that I never would have thought I would have the chance to meet. But because I reached out in these Facebook groups and reached out to people, I just, it just one thing led to another. And so I had a woman, I was up at 4 a.m. and she saw that I logged into Facebook Messenger, and she said, "Oh, you're up early." And I'm like, "I am." She goes, "Can you Zoom with me? I want to ask you some questions about your water." I'm like, "Of course." So I talked to her, I showed her things. She ordered a water pack. This is at 4:30 in the morning. I was up at 4. She dinged me at 4:30. Here I'm at 4:30 in the morning in my pajamas, on Zoom in my pajamas, which is what it is, right? And she ordered a water pack. I mean, but those kinds of things were happening because I wasn't pushing it. I was just explaining and educating, building the trust so people knew that I wasn't about selling. It really was about educating them to teach them what was best for their families, because that's why I knew it. I mean, my family's been doing this for 20 years, and as many of us on this call, we absolutely love, love, love and we can, so why not share it, right? And when you share it from the heart, there's no denying the vibration when you share from the heart and how passionate we are with Mekin. So yeah, I think
I shared this with Karen and Jeannie last night. I had a couple. My brother and I were finishing. I call it a gig. I don't work. I don't work at anything. I play. I'm a professional player. And being in a third generation business that our grandfather started. Anyways, this couple walking down the sidewalk, and we were finishing the gig. And the wife looks at me and asks a couple questions. Oh, the first question she asked was, "Are you local?" And I wanted to make sure I heard the word right, local, not loco, because in Spanish it means crazy, which I'll get accused of that too. That's fine. But I said, yes, as a matter of fact, we're not only local, but we're also organic and sustainable. Mm-hmm. And she looked at me and she just started laughing. I've never met this couple before. And it was such a fun conversation. So if you're not funny, I would encourage you to try to be funny, and even if it doesn't work, because statistically right now I read and I learn a lot. People are really stressed, and the media wants us to be more stressed. That if we can figure out a way to keep things, don't buy into it at all. Just take it the other direction.
There are many people that were so fearful, and that energy penetrates also to us, because my laborers, anyway, I have elder ones that are very cautious, which is great. But, you know, I always teach my children, live life out of love, not out of fear. Because when you do something out of fear, it really doesn't serve you. So I think that that's really important. There's so much negativity in the world today that we are a bright light of sunshine. And that's a good thing. We always have been, but this time our light shines even brighter because of what we have to offer. So real quick, I know your call is going to end soon. I want to switch over to 2021. So we had to majorly adapt in 2020, and some of the things we're doing for 2021, because of what we did in 2020, I want to just quickly share, is that we decided, okay, now this year is a year of efficiency, right? We know what's working, but we want to do it in a more efficient way, and we want to build in more self-care time. So Robert and I walk twice a day throughout the day when he has a break from his meeting, and when I schedule breaks so that we can go, and because we live in sunny Southern Cal, I get it, but we have now been honoring our self-care by, you know, eating healthier, exercising more, planning more, and just creating some systems. So one of the things I did, and I did it last year, but towards the end of the year, is I got Quicken, which is a software program to help with my accounting stuff. It is so much easier. I bought it when it was on sale for $30 a year. Now I think it's $50 or $60 a year, but still, that's $5 a month to help me download my stuff so I don't have to rekey anything into Excel. That's been a huge help for me. The other one is contact mapping. I'm sure most of you have heard of it. If not, just go to contactmapping.com. It's an app. It's free. And that helps me with entering follow-ups. So like yesterday I talked to Mary, and then I'm like, I dictate the notes into contact mapping, and then I put down follow-up in 3 weeks. And in 3 weeks' time, that app, when I get into it, is going to show me, today you need to follow up with Mary. So that is huge, because I've never had that before. So contact mapping is one of our efficiency systems that we are putting in place. We're learning to be more efficient in Facebook, period, because honestly, I don't even know how to use my business page, but I am learning. And just doing a better job of reaching out and to people, not just liking stuff, but actually making a comment that's sincere. And that's a commitment that I am making for the new year. So we are adapting so that we can accelerate. And we, I think for us, one of the biggest things, for me anyway, is the protecting our time, knowing what our boundaries are, taking phone calls or returning phone calls when it fits into our schedule so it keeps us efficient, not dropping everything we do and then answer a call, right? So we're just learning to do things better this year. And we're not stressing. It's definitely much calmer. January was a very calm month. Things are just happening from the momentum that we had from 2020. So that's all good. And so I think that when you're willing to look at, to do things differently and challenge yourself, you'd be amazed at what's out there. But you got to be willing to open, right? Open yourself, open your horizons, open your eyes to look and be open to accepting different ways of doing different things. So, yeah. Anyway,
no,
I know
Ruth,
your call ends.
No. We don't have it. And when we finish this conversation, there's a couple of things I want to ask you off the record, which I've been literally looking forward to because I don't want them recorded for a variety of reasons. But one of the things that you just said, you know, making a decision to focus on self-care, how do we, and then we'll talk more about this in the month of February, you know, this concept of self-care, often people label it as selfish, and it's really not. How do we as the Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself, or the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. How do we, you know, want to help other people or want to be nice to other people if we're not nice to ourselves?
And that's a really important point, because even our kids, right? How can we be good parents if we don't take care of ourselves? What do my children see me do that I'm not taking care of myself? That's not cool. So it's the same thing as the airplane, right? Who do you put the oxygen mask on when you need it? You put on yourself first. It's the same concept. When you take care of yourself and you love yourself because you are worthy to love yourself and to do what's best for you, that energy penetrates and oozes out of you and it gets into others. And that's what they're attracted to, because they're not going to follow me if I'm like, oh yeah, you need to drink your water and you need to sleep, and I don't drink water, or I drink pop or whatever, and I'm up, you know, to 3 a.m. and then, you know, if I do things differently than what I talk, I'm not walking the talk, that's going to be a problem. And vibrationally, people can feel that. You're like lying. That's not good. So you really, if we are about health and global wellness, I mean, that's what our community is all about. We have to take care of ourselves. And when we take care of ourselves, people know that we are truly who we are. We're authentic, right? I'm not telling you to drink water because that's good for you. I'm telling you to drink water because I do it and I feel the benefits of drinking this amazing water. And that's why I'm sharing it with you. So I think that when you take, it's not a selfish thing, because you should love yourself unconditionally. You should accept yourself unconditionally, right? And you should forgive yourself unconditionally, because that's part what Louise Hayes teaches. And I think all that's important. And when you live life that way, then other people look to you because you are walking the talk, right? Or talking, whatever that saying is. But you are doing what you're preaching. And that is really important. So I think it's important. I think it's important. In order for you to teach others, you have to do what you're asking others to do. And that is the things that Nikan provides. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you nailed it when you talk about parenting, because the conversations I have with our youngest, who's almost 11, she will bring back things to my recollection that I've said as a way to justify going the wrong direction. And I'm like, yeah, I did say that. However, you missed the intent. You missed the message. And it's just hilarious. But it really does. It really does come down to self-care. And that, again, that's 91%. I don't know what the percentage is now of people that get introduced to Nikan because of the products, but I know it's still way high. Mm-hmm. That when we can have those conversations with folks, it's a huge game changer. And so, Ruth, we didn't even talk about Team Tai Chi, which is very few people globally that have pulled that off. And I do believe you guys did it, correct? Am I not?
We did, Ruben confirmed we did, and I asked if there's anybody else because I knew there was quite a few in the running, but he confirmed that we are the only one in North American market that made Team Tai Chi. So we're grateful. I, you know, that was a huge, God's hand was absolutely in it. That was not through my own works. That was God's blessing that got us there and gave us all the opportunities that we had. So yeah, we're really thrilled that that occurred.
And I know it's not as simple as, you know, saying, well, I'm going to the post office today or, you know, whatever, but you did. I know you, we have a thought and we make a decision. We see a lot of people in our globe doing that, especially this month. They make a resolution, and unfortunately, a lot of those don't. They don't. The word revolution always resonates with me. I finished off 2 days ago, 21 days without sugar. I didn't know if
awesome.
I could do it. And how silly is this, Ruth? I had this fear that I was going to lose tons of weight because I stopped eating sugar. when I jumped on the scale yesterday after 3 full weeks without consuming added sugar or any desserts whatsoever, it didn't change. Okay.
Wow.
I was excited, but I don't want it to change because I'm at my high school weight. I know exactly where I need to be, but I was just curious. So I celebrated last night, and we went out to Dairy Queen, and I ordered 2 because they're half-priced peanut butter parfaits, and I ate them all. No, I didn't do that, okay? I'm not that stupid. I did reward myself with a small dish of ice cream. You know, chocolate chip mint, it's America's most popular flavor. But it was a dish that I wanted to see if I could do it. I'd never done that before. And I know that seems silly and trite to some people. But again, it's like Team Tai Chi for you guys. You made a decision, and things come together when
they
you
do.
Make that. So
we made that decision. And what do you have to lose? That was one of the things we're like, okay, if we don't shoot for it, we'll never get it. So we got to at least shoot for it. If it doesn't happen, it's not like we'll be devastated. We'll be like, oh, we gave it a good shot. We'll try again next year, right, is the way we felt. And when we were getting closer and closer, I remember Karen Lynn was calling me and like, so – December 21st, she called me, and I'm like, or I think it was the day after, and I'm like, done, we did on the 21st. We didn't have to wait till the end of the month. And so I think that you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. And that is the way I present Nikan. When I tell people about our technologies, I'm like, well, this is the risk, right? As an accountant, I'm always about the numbers. You use these technologies and you feel better. And or you use these technologies and nothing happens because it's not going to make you feel worse. But there's a chance, right, that you can feel better. So those are pretty good odds. You're not going to get worse. It's not going to make you sicker. You're not going to deteriorate. You're only going to get better. You may or may not notice it, but I think, you know, that's pretty cool to have something that you know the only chance is that you can get better. It's not that you'll get worse. I think that's pretty cool. So you might as well try it out, you know, take a look. Have some good water. Use the insoles, whatever. Use the Magflex.
It's the what I call the Dennis Williams question, why not my not? Dennis Williams was born in Minot, South Dakota, and I remember hearing that decades ago, why not my not? You know, and I don't know if that's their theme for their little small town, but why not? What do you got to lose? Nothing.
Nothing. Not everything to gain.
Yeah. Not everybody's going to say yes, but it's a great philosophy. Ruth Lowe has been our guest. If you jumped on late, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website where we archive these conversations. I want to encourage everyone. Ruth talks even faster than Vance Rogers. And there's nothing wrong with that. So if there was a nugget there and you didn't write it down, go back and listen to the recording. And I had a dear friend of mine, Larry Hafner, say to me this week, he said, Vance, that conversation you had, and it wasn't really a conversation, but with Herb Rapp 2 weeks ago, he said, I'm going to go back and listen. I'm going to listen to that every single month because he said so many good things about, you know, that concept, adapting to accelerate. Or if you've got young people in your life and you want to expose them to people, and I'm not saying this as a father because I'm biased. I'm saying this, not too many young people, not too many people, period, climb Mount Kilimanjaro over 19,000 feet when they're 17 years young. And let that conversation be an inspiration because what happened this last week with mountain climbers, a team of Sherpas climbed Mount Everest Was it Mount Everest or was it K? I can't remember. Anyways, it's in the news. The first time it's ever been done in the winter time. So, I mean, there's always people that are reaching these achievements, and I want those to be an inspiration to not only myself but to people. Get around forward-minding people like that, forward-thinking people, forward-going people. Turn off the news. You can say it's there, but figure out the right spin on it and say, oh, wow, that's not the way I took it. I mean, I don't want to get into politics, but our current president right now, President Joe Biden, some of the news people, the media, were saying, well, he's already a failure because he hasn't accomplished everything that he campaigned about in the first 24 hours on the job. And I'm going, what planet are you people on? Good grief. So, anyways, we've got to get around. We've got to expose. We've got to tune out the negative. The I can mantra, I don't do negative, I don't associate with negative people. That's tough if you're married to one or if they're in your own home, but we can change and say, you know, I'm not going there. So Ruth, thank you again.
Thank
I'm gonna
you.
do something right quick here.